This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. This week in Washington, it was a made-for-TV event, the State of the Union address by President Trump. Let's be clear. From an entertainment perspective, he did not disappoint. That is, unless you're a Democrat and in denial. There were plenty of those in the crowd on Tuesday night, and the president called them out. At one point, he even called them crazy. Whether you like him or not, whether you agree with his policies or not, if you watch the speech in its entirety, you almost have to admit it was some of the best political theater ever. Trump was large and in charge. As for me, given his appetite for drama and celebration, my three favorite moments came when the gold medal winning U.S. hockey team appeared. And it wasn't a stand up and be recognized moment, oh no. He announced their presence, and the door in the press gallery opened, and here they came, gold medals and all, and the large crowd chanted USA and gave them a deserving ovation. That was a special moment. I don't care what your political stripes are. The other two were presentations of our nation's highest award for valor, the Medal of Honor. Not sure if that's ever happened in that venue before, but two American heroes of vastly different times were honored. Chief Warrant Officer Eric Slover was a helicopter pilot leading the January raid in Venezuela that led to the capture of Nicolas Maduro. Leaning on a walker, Slover received his Medal of Honor to a rousing ovation, a presentation normally reserved for White House fanfare. The crowd attending and the millions dialed in got the privilege of witnessing that very special moment. The second Medal of Honor was presented to Captain Royce Williams, a 100-year-old Korean War Navy pilot who shot down four Soviet MiGs during a heroic battle. Seated next to Melania Trump and just above my seat, the First Lady draped the medal around this American hero's neck again to a much-deserved ovation. There were a lot of other special moments. The Coast Guard rescue swimmer who saved more than 160 people during the Texas flood last year, the widow of slain conservative activist Charlie Kirk, and especially appreciated the president recognizing Sierra Burns, a participant in the Foster Youth to Independence program. Now, that may not resonate with a lot of you, but this is a program the First Lady asked me to help her with and requested $25 million in the T-HUD bill for her program. In that bill, I got her $30 million, and I look forward to seeing the program really help some often overlooked people, kids aging out of foster care. My guest at the State of the Union was Jay Silveria, the system president for the University of Arkansas. I've known Jay since his days as superintendent of the U.S. Air Force Academy. He's a retired three-star general, a remarkable patriot, and Arkansas is blessed to have him leading the U of A system. In pre-speech receptions, Jay got to meet a number of my colleagues, along with Cabinet Secretaries Hegseth, Department of War, Duffy at Transportation, Noem at Homeland Security, and Scott Turner with HUD. All were gracious and accommodating, made me proud. All in all, it was a spectacular event, big on celebratory moments, but a bit lacking on substantive policy. As an example, not a word about deficits and debt, which I consider to be a huge threat to this nation. It'll eventually have to be Congress to fix it, but without presidential leadership, I don't see a pathway in the foreseeable future to remedy this known train wreck in the making. One other note of the week. The House had a bill on the floor on Tuesday purposed in adding a measure of safety to the flying public. In response to the January 25 disaster at Reagan Airport, the collision of a passenger jet and an Army helicopter, the House had under consideration legislation requiring technology called ADS-B-N for aircraft. Despite passing the Senate unanimously, the House took up the measure under suspension, requiring a two-thirds majority. It failed to get the requisite number of votes. Watching that vote series were a number of family members representing those killed in the DCA crash, and I gotta tell you, it broke my heart to see them exit the chamber after the vote failed. I voted for the measure because, to me, those lives mattered. It was a short week this week as the minority party convenes for their annual retreat. We'll be back at it next Tuesday. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.